that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend.
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land.
You can thank old Rob for that song.
But all those pieces of shit you play week after week after week.
Rob, that was the worst yet.
Nah, that wasn't even up there, some of your stuff.
749-1444. Say it again.
749-1444. Big old Chris and Rob, thank you out to Scott.
We gotta thank Scott. Where is old Scott?
Scott, get over here,
hey,
you
Scott,
knucklehead.
Come here, you knucklehead.
You Warren Zevon looking knucklehead.
By the way, anyone out there in Radioland can get Rob and I Christmas presents and send them to WAIF P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206. But Scott already one-upped you.
Come here, Scott.
Who's that? So? I got it already. Don't worry about it. Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you having a Merry Christmas?
I'm having a great Christmas.
Tell us about it.
Winter is the best time of the year. It's wonderful.
How come?
Because it's cold and it's damp and it's dark and there's no sunlight and I hate sun.
You some kind of nocturnal animal?
I guess so. I don't know. That's why I'm here at, 3:15 in the morning.
Jay Baker, you're on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Guardsman. Hey, didn't the Royal Guardsman have a great laser light show?
Don't know.
Man, I'd say I went to one of those and I went crazy.
What happened?
Well, I pulled my eyes out and I don't know, it was a pretty rough evening.
So is this laser light show craze like the new thing that's going to be hitting the kids these days? Like you got the Pink Floyd laser light show.
You got the monkeys.
You got the Led Zeppelin laser light show. You got the Clunk laser light show. I mean, the list goes on and on.
My favorite, though, is the bands that do the you know, where it's like the back doors. You'll believe it's Jim.
No, you'll believe him is Jim or something.
Yeah, something like those.
Jim
like,
is
just like,
him.
You will believe it is him.
I thought that was my brother, said Jim Morrison's sister.
Led Zeppelin. What's the one Led Zeppelin, you know, like Dire Maker or something? It's really...
No, Whitesnake.
Yeah, that's beautiful. isn't that nice? Yeah, and they'll be like a heart. You know, just think of all these like really hideous bands, the 80s bands. They'll have like their own retro bands.
Boston Mania, they'll call it Feeling.
You'll think it's Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Back when they were back from the Dreamboat Annie days when they were both hot, though.
Exactly. So what's going on, guys?
Hey, not much. What's going on with you, guy?
Hey, you know, I'm just, out here doing it.
Are you on the car phone right now?
Of course, man. You know, I figure if you're going to be an unemployed radio announcer, you might as well have a fucking car phone. Whoops.
Give us the Orange Barrel Report. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show live, Jay Baker with the Orange Barrel Report.
74 eastbound. It's clear all the way.
Hey, did you call the big one earlier today?
No, I didn't. Why? Was there somebody that sounded like me?
He sounded just like you.
Yeah, I just hope that I put a bullet in right into my skull if I sit around and start calling like LW or Cooking with Marilyn.
What's Cooking with Marilyn?
Oh, that's well. See, now you guys are kind of fans of bad radio, but CKY 11 to noon, Cooking with Marilyn.
11.
And women call up and go, I need that recipe for that egg souffle. It's beautiful. It's almost as good as WMOH's Tradio.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Hosted by Bess Arlene Camacho.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, you guys need to get her on some Tuesday night.
Hey, I know her personally. She's an opera singer.
She is hot, and she sounds hot on the radio, and I think you got to do like an hour of Tradio and then just an hour of sex advice.
Is she was on the air once with the director of the Butler County Parks.
Uh-huh.
So I called him up and I said that I went to Harbin Park and I got bit by a water moccasin. I said, you got water moccasins in Harbin Park. I got bit the other day. I had to go to the hospital.
Or as we like to call it, the water mock problem.
Yeah.
Jay, if anyone ever calls the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and either wants to trade something, has a sex problem, or wants to trade something for sex, we'll
there
take care of them.
Tradio said, hey, you guys were talking about the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah.
I actually have seen the Shroud of Turin shower curtain from the Bethlehem Holiday Inn. And it's an experience.
Did you take it with you?
I sure did. I have it at my home now. It's beautiful.
So you think there's a Shroud of Elvis, and like someday everybody will be passing around his white jumpsuit?
Man. It's a White Castle fact that's actually Elvis size. And there in the crease is an image of the king. It's beautiful. You know, I used to live with a dyslexic Satan worshiper.
Oh, boy.
And he had a 999 on his forehead. I don't know. What a guy, huh? You'll almost believe it was him. For just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Beelzebub. He'll be here for six shows.
Satan mania? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think there is going to be a Satan mania, and it's going to... I think Tommy Toon will be in the lead. It's Satan mania down at Music Hall.
He's in Dayton this weekend, isn't he? Or wasn't
well, you know, of course, if you had a chance to see the Will Rogers Follies.
The Roy Rogers Follies, right?
You know, Tommy Toon, I think, is one of the more masculine performers in Broadway.
Money makes the world go round. The world go round.
When you see him, you think to yourself, hey, kids, just say no, thanks. Tommy Toon, he's thin and he's getting thinner, and he's a beautiful man. And he's multi-talented to boot.
I keep getting Tommy Toon and Joel Grey confused. Tommy Toon's the really tall one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, they're both, like, as eccentric as you can get, you know. Now, see, the real Broadway one's got Marla Maples in it, who, as you know, has her own exercise video out.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know, Stretching to the Box or something, who knows. This is no kidding now, you guys. There are two new exercise videos out. The women that put them out, their husbands are quote-unquote famous music performers. One is Stretching with the Angel. Her husband is Hank Williams Jr. Can you imagine that exercise video? Going to the fridge.
Getting Hank a brew.
Man, I tell you what, you burn up a lot of calories when you shoot up, according to Hank Williams Jr.
Okay,
and then another exercise video, and I can't even pronounce her name, but Ted Nugent's wife has an exercise video out with music by Ted.
Well, yeah, don't you like, you stalk a wild caribou for 4 months through the wilds of North Dakota and you only eat berries.
How to warm up with the crossbow.
I mean, that's it. I mean, it's just like those chest flexor things that were all the rage in the 70s, but you use a bow and arrow.
Can you imagine doing jumping jacks to Wango Tango? Ted, you're beautiful.
Now he's a wussy, though. He's hanging out with Tommy Shaw.
Yeah.
He's sold out.
I think he's finally made money for the first time in his life since about 79.
You know, he runs a camp for kids, and he takes them up in the woods, and they get to shoot bows and arrows and stuff.
I think he does some good stuff, but, you know, once again...
He wanted to beat up Tesla, which I thought was great. If he'd have just kicked all of Tesla's ass, that would have been fine with me.
If Ted Nugent had been in Vietnam, we'd have won the war.
I tell you what, man. You just send Nugent over there. He'll cure all of our Somalian problems. Hey, you know, the one thing about... When they were landed in Somalia, I think the one thing they were the most concerned about is that Sally Struthers might have beat him to the beach, you know?
I know, isn't that pathetic? She's standing there wearing, like, you know, these Gucci boots. Probably cost like $800, and she's bitching about, it just tears me up watching these people.
She's ankle-deep in human excrement in boots that really are worth more than we'll make in a month.
I know, she could sell one of those boots and feed a family of 12 Somalis for...
Actually, a family of 12 Somalis could live off one of her left buttocks, I think. I mean, the thing is, they sent food to Somalia and Sally intercepted it, and that, as soon as the Marines get to the bottom of that. I think everyone should send them a box of Clark bars. Let's get this thing over with.
You know, during the 70s when Larry Flint was running real big and strong with Hustler, every year they'd have a top 10 list of the top 10 women that his readers wanted to see naked.
And he was going to pay $1
million. $1 million bucks, and they would never do it. Sally Struthers was consistently up there.
She was always there because so people had sexual fantasies from All in the Family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody wanted to be Mike Stivic. When he screwed her on the bathroom floor, that was hot.
Well, was totally hot. You know, I still...
I mean, you talk about two people that were probably chosen because they were supposed to be, like, attractive young people.
Right.
That went downhill as soon as their show left the air. I mean, yeah. Sally blimped. She gained, like, 20 pounds between...
Oh, yeah.
Between All in the Family and that show where she's a veterinarian's assistant. And, what did Rob Reiner... How did he lose his hair so fast? It's like he visited Chernobyl and came back or something.
Exactly. But now, once again, making more money than we'll ever hope to see. His new film, A Few Good Men.
Well, that's why you can make fun of him, because he's so rich.
He is. He's amazingly rich. And let's hear it for Penny Marshall.
Oh, a league of their own. She's in a league of her own.
She's a diva.
They're all just Ron Howard wannabes anyway.
She's the best. Well, listen, fellas, I've got the Shroud of Hendrix. And what, you can't really see it till you
is
look
it really
at
it. Hendrix or is it that white guy that covers himself with shoe polish?
It might be. You can't really see it till you see it under the black light.
You can't see it till you hold it under a black light.
That's right. It's the Shroud of Hendrix. Hey, guys, have a good evening. Have a happy holiday. We, of course, you know, Cincinnati, it is a fine place to be. And, any, you know, you got to love the KKK cross, the kids. The kids not ice skating.
I like the kids throwing. I like the people who are throwing pigeons on the cross so that or throwing bread on the cross so the pigeons come shit on it.
That's right. There's 100. You gotta love the city that goes. Oh, KKK called. They want the cross. Oh, okay. There's a black mayor. Someone wake up, okay? I mean, there's 6 guys in the KKK in all of Ohio, but they put a cross up.
They're all related too.
I think they should put the Robin Dave kissing booth right up by the ice rink.
You're out of control, Jay.
Take care, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, you too.
Later.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. The world's shortest freak out, man. People will space out, whatever you call them.
Hey, the buzz didn't last, I guess.
Only half of one, huh?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we're talking about Christmas and the divinity of Christ in general. Jimi Hendrix.
It's the reason for the season, isn't it?
Excuse me. Keep the Christ in Christmas and all that stuff.
Yeah. How do they celebrate Christmas in Hamilton?
Same way we do everywhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have a different kind of Santa Claus up there?
No.
No?
He comes in a 73 Plymouth instead of a sleigh.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to a song here in a minute when somebody shows up.
So what are we doing? Okay. Just jump right back into the conversation. How'd your interest in this subject get piqued? Is it from growing up Catholic?
It could be. Yeah. Why not?
Did you go to Catholic school?
No, public school all the way.
Yeah, good for you. Where'd you go? Forest Park?
Yeah, who's this?
No.
Faux Pas High?
No, but I was close to that.
Had the radio on where you can hear it?
Did you learn a lot in school?
Not a thing, really.
To be inquisitive? You learned to be inquisitive?
No, I didn't learn that until after school. I don't know, I think they taught me to just shut up and sit down in school.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. and on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Where would underground radio be without Jack Jones?
Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, it's Fred.
Hi, Fred.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Enjoying the holiday and everything.
That's good. How do you enjoy the holiday?
Well, same way that most Americans enjoy the holiday. Kick back and eat good food and drink a little beer. And
make a little love and get down tonight.
Yeah, it's really
the
same thing. Same thing.
All
right, Fred, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling back in response to the caller that called in before.
Jay Baker.
Yes, Jay Baker. And he was talking.
He has a car phone, you know, so watch it.
Yeah, I know. He'll probably call back. And, hey, he's a good American. He can call back. What I was going to inform you guys about was the fact that there's actually 184 members of the Hamilton County KKK sector.
Are you one of them?
Yes, sir.
Card carrying?
Well... Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, but, you know...
No, answer me. Why are you a card-carrying member of the KKK?
Well, actually, I'm of a different belief than most of the KKK people, but...
So you're trying to get out of it now, huh?
No. No,
explain yourself, then.
Well, I'll explain myself. The problem is, in this country, is the KKK has had a bad history, and it's a history that the Klan is now in a process of trying to rectify. You know, there has been a lot of hate crimes. There has been a lot of things in the past that the KKK has done that's really tarnished its image. Now,
yeah, murder has a way of doing that to an image.
Okay, but, you know, you gotta back up and think about other organizations that have done the same thing. The federal government. Talk about the Catholics. They're responsible for killing millions of people, you know, and trying to convert them to Catholicism.
What are the Ku Klux Klan trying to convert people to?
Well, they're trying to convert people, you know, we're basically believers of the Holy Bible. We have a newer mission. We're trying to clean the Klan, and we're trying to get the basis changed to where it is more supportive of a white race with less hatred. You know, everybody can change. Even the Klan organization can change. You look at any big organization down through history. If you go back in the history of any organization, you take Pinkerton, which is a great security company now. You know, you go back to the coal days of the 30s. They were killing coal miners right and left. I mean,
they killed Jesse James too.
Yeah, you know. So I'm not really an American. I do consider myself somewhat of a racist. But
you're going to admit you are a racist.
But believe me, I would not deny person of other color any other rights than I have, okay? I am basically a part of this thing because I believe somewhere, and this is one of the few organizations that white Americans have now, that they can take a part of and feel like they're trying to do something to further their beliefs about, you know,
white supremacy?
Excuse me?
About white supremacy?
Yes, about sort of like white supremacy. Well, it's definitely what it's about, but
don't you believe that all human beings are individuals and there's good and bad? And I'll tell you this. Between white trash and black trash, I find white trash to be far nastier.
Well, and I agree with you on both sides. There are those problems. Like I said, I'm a member, and there are other quiet members of the KKK. And you've seen through the David Duke thing this year. The KKK is in a transition, okay? There is going to be a group in America, because someday the white race in America will be the minority, Chris. It will be, Chris, you know, because the doors of immigration are open. And just like the black groups have their groups, you know, and the KKK has been around a long time. You go back in history with any organization, they have done some bad things. But here lately, there's not very many cases other than some people who have gotten out of control that have done anything horribly bad.
I have one question for you,
yes,
Fred.
Yes, sir.
What is the mission of the Ku Klux Klan now, 1992? What's the stated mission?
Okay, the mission of the Ku Klux Klan right now is really, we're arguing about that. It's undefined. One thing is that the Klan has to change its approach. Like I say, I've not been a member very many years, but the Klan...
You guys are going to have to define it before I'm going to be able to accept it.
Okay. It is to promote the ideal of the Holy Bible. It is to promote the ideal of white people in general having just as many rights and not having to bow down and not having to feel sorry anymore for what's happened. I mean, you talk about black people keep throwing the slavery issue up. Now, I am a white Anglo-Saxon, correct? I'm in a Klan. I should speak for that. You don't hear too many white people complaining about the Italians when, you know, 10,000 years ago, our forefathers in the history were slaves to Rome. They crucified us. They fed us to lions. We were gladiators. History is history.
The Italians aren't really descendants of the Romans.
Excuse me?
But the Italians really aren't descendants of the Romans. They were Eastern tribes, Goths, Ostrogoths, Lombards.
Whites were tribes of the Celts and the Franks, okay? And, you know, we were all Anglo-Saxons, Celts, Franks, but you know, we don't bring, you know, that history is more far removed than the more recent history of 200 years of slavery.
So what are you talking about? You're all you want is segregation? Is that a goal still?
Well, I don't feel that it's, number one, one thing we've been talking about is that we don't feel it's the government's right. A person should be able to prejudge any situation. If a person wants to be prejudiced, that should not be against the law. When you drive through a bad neighborhood, most people do lock their doors because they have prejudged the neighborhood. Okay? Now, things in the country, what we're looking at now, things in the country is getting so bad.
Why don't you try to improve the ghettos through justice?
Well,
I'm not talking about anything communist. I'm just talking about why don't we just try to improve the ghetto life a little bit?
Well,
then they're not going to want to steal your wallet.
Well, let's talk about the Great Society now. We have tried to do that. How many billions of dollars has our government poured in to public housing, which is proven that it has not worked? You know, when you talk about the Great Society, it is a great failure.
Where does the race issue fit into this?
Well, the Klan is still dealing with the race issue, but the one thing we're looking at is trying to really get away from the race issue, because sooner or later we have to get away from that issue. In order to survive, we're going to have to turn the issue around to where we are supportive of the white race, and since someday we will be the minority, and we will be the ones 100 years from now being picked upon, we will still 100 years from now probably be in a position of power with money and everything, but we will still be in a position where we will become the minority. Well, you just look at what Mr. Bill Clinton's been appointing into office. He's been getting more of what he says and what a lot of people feel is more representative of the American society. Now the Klan is, and just think recently, you know, well, let's talk about the guy that tore the cross down yesterday.
Go ahead and talk about him.
Okay, the guy tore the cross down. The cross, really, it's a Christian cross. It wasn't burnt. It had a little biblical remark on it. The guy that tore that cross down was from Loveland. There's probably not more than 1,000 black people that live in Loveland.
Well, okay, I mean, the guy that tore the cross down, I think they should have just ignored the cross.
Well, that's fine. And I wasn't there when he put the cross up, okay? But it was just a Christian cross. You didn't see the Klan out there. Really, the Klan is trying to more or less pull back. We're not trying to be up in the public's face anymore. We're trying to change our attitudes. But let me tell you this. I did watch the Malcolm X film, and I think the Malcolm X film might be a little bit on the racist side, too.
Well, Malcolm X, when he was younger, was a big-time racist.
That's correct. So there's been a lot of arrows on both sides. Yes, the Klan gets slammed hard a lot of times when basically you look at any group of people, any organization, and you look at our new president, Mr.
Well, why would you want to join an organization who has such a violent and hate-filled past?
Well, why would you want to be an American? America has a violent and hate-filled past.
Well, I was born an American, and it's still the best country on the face of the earth. But if I'm looking to join an organization, I could join the Eagles and drink cheap beer and play poker illegally a lot and not get caught. I'd kind of steer that way as opposed to going to an organization that has the kind of history the Klan does.
Well, that's
not talking
true.
About this Klan light or new and improved Klan that you are.
Well, that's true. But the one thing is, there's not many organizations, and I don't care what organization you start in the country, there's not many white organizations presently in the country.
You wouldn't belong to a club that has blacks or Jews or Catholics in it?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Does the Klan still not like Catholics, or has it got away from that?
Well, we're talking about those things.
Papists?
Basically, we're Southern Baptists, or Baptists, or believers of the Holy Bible. Like I say, we are in a transition, but
the Bible's not a racist document, Holmes.
No, it's well, like I said, I am not a hard follower. Let me tell you, I am part of the trying to cause a transition of the program. We need a transition of a program. We are going to need a group of people like the Klan, or an organization like the Klan, to support white ideals in the future. Now,
what the hell's a white ideal?
Well, what's a black ideal?
If a black person
answer this question, Holmes,
when a black person or any other minority speaks of equality, to me that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Okay.
So what's they want to be treated equal with whites.
Okay, Cincinnati firefighters, when you go down there and you take a test to be a firefighter, should you have to automatically score so many points?
Okay, affirmative action doesn't really have that many fans. There's not that many fans on the panel of the Chris Ryan Blake Night Talk Show of affirmative action, especially when it concerns an area such as firefighting where lives are at stake.
True.
I mean, that could just be a simple case of misguided social engineering.
True.
But, I mean, that's one thing, but then the whole idea of racism is another thing. I mean, just because African Americans have a better chance of becoming a fireman than an Anglo American, I mean, that doesn't go ahead. That doesn't mean that the blacks have it better than whites in America now.
Well, let me tell you another thing we've been talking about. Another big problem of the race issue is one thing that people have not really paid particular attention to. It's there. It's a clash of cultures, okay? Now, everybody's wanting the white Americans to step aside and recognize their culture. You know, we want to have Kwanzaa. We want to have, you know, all the other holidays.
I think America's big enough to have Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Hanukkah. I think America's big enough to have Columbus Day and also Indigenous Persons Day. I think, America's big enough. I mean, there's so many people and there's such a diverse culture. That's one of the great things about America. I mean, we look at the former Yugoslavia and we can't understand why those people hate each other so much, when to us they all seem pretty much alike. I mean, the Serbs and the Croatians, I mean, what's the difference? They both live in areas that wouldn't even be as big as a big state in America, and yet they hate each other.
I agree. I agree with that. One thing we're having a problem with, though, is that the collision of the cultures, okay? White Americans, mainly our party, is concerned with losing our culture by recognizing other cultures.
Okay? I mean, but what's wrong with that? I mean, other cultures have contributed to the whole of society.
Well, dude, you're not so close-minded you can't enjoy some other culture,
okay,
can you?
Let's talk about television.
Go ahead and talk about television. It's mostly white.
Transition from 50s type television. You had Leave It to Beaver, Gilligan's Island. You had those family oriented quality
shows. If you're a fan of Gilligan's Island and Leave It to Beaver, no wonder you're a member of a closed minded.
No, I'm talking about
like
children's shows. Those were shows that children were raised on. Okay, we're talking about that type of programming. As the culture has changed, the programming isn't there anymore. We've got some pretty whacked out television programming. The culture, the whole culture of America is changing in such a manner that white people are having a problem even fitting in.
I mean, blame it on any other racial minority, though.
But I mean, one point I'd like to make is Leave It to Beaver was totally unrealistic.
Oh.
And just like today's television shows are totally unrealistic. I mean, Leave It to Beaver or Waiting for a Father or whatever, Father Knows Best, those kinds of shows represented a very, very small portion of America.
Well, those type of shows, though, were pretty harmless and were a product of the culture that was running the programming then. When you look at television now, we have elevated athletes to a status, a godlike status.
Well, that's wrong. It doesn't matter what color they are, whether it's Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. They get way too much publicity.
Our culture now has elevated athletes, just like Rome did right before the fall of Rome, has elevated athletes to a godlike status. There are a lot of things that the Klan's looking at. We have to change in order to fit in, but it's really, there's a big thing going on called Klan bashing. The Klan, if you have looked in the last 10 years, is changing. The Klan is not as violent. The Klan is not responsible. You don't see them. We arrested three Klansmen today, Channel 11 News every night. It's not there. There's more violence on the other side. Look at L.A. I mean, and then...
You guys still wearing them goofy hoods?
Excuse me?
You guys still wearing them goofy hoods?
Well, just like, are black people wearing X's on their hats? I mean, yeah, it's a symbol.
Look, if it was up to me and I could, you know, I'm going out on the town one night, if I'm going to wear a goofy hood or an X on my hat, come on.
It's a symbol. You don't wear that.
It's a symbol designed to instill fear upon its victim.
Right, the same symbol was used back in the 20s and 30s in this area, Ohio and Indiana, when they were lynching blacks and then using intimidation and fear to control black families.
And the X on a baseball hat doesn't intimidate me.
Okay. The X on a baseball hat is just a really smart marketing ploy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, too.
Let me ask you this question. Do you feel that it should be against the law for a person to be a racist? I mean, as far as
I'm one of the people that they seem to be frighteningly few nowadays. But no matter how repulsive or repugnant or idiotic or wrong your ideas are, you still have the freedom to speak whatever your idea you want.
Now,
and that's why we let an ingrate like you on the radio so long.
One thing I was looking at was, one thing, and I respect a lot of cultures. That's one thing I really don't like about America. America's the great melting pot, they may say, but I think it's the big stinking pot. I kind of think that America is responsible for killing most of the cultures in the world with all our satellites. We're beaming MTV. We're beaming so much Americanism around the world.
Cultural imperialism.
Yes, it's having.
What a politically correct left-wing idea you have.
It's just killing all the cultures around the world, and the whites have had a culture, and the Klan's looking at our culture. We're not the Klan culture, but white Anglo-Saxons in this country had a culture. We're looking down the road 100 years from now, we will probably be the minorities there'll be a lot of more Latin Americans.
Okay, Fred, I got one question for you before you leave.
Yes, sir.
Would you let your daughter marry a Mexican?
No, sir.
All right, we got to go.
That's your last question, Bye. Rob.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
I don't think so.
That was a dumb
I think it says it all.
Father of night, father of day, father who taketh the darkness away, father who teacheth the bird to fly, builder of rainbows up in the sky, father of loneliness and pain, father of love and father of rain. Father of day, father of night, father of black, father of white, father who build the mountains so high, who shapeth the cloud up in the sky, father of time and father of dreams, father who turneth the rivers and streams. Father of grain, father of wheat, father of cold and father of heat, father of air and father of trees, who dwells in our hearts and our memories. Father of minutes, father of days, father of whom we most solemnly praise.
Hey, you got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris, and this is Otto.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Oh, who was that idiot you had on the air with?
I don't know. He was an idiot. What's it to you?
I just want to know, if they're trying to change their image, why are they still using those hoods? Why are they still burning crosses? I don't understand these people.
Michael?
Well, I don't know, Chris. You're a member of the Klan, aren't you?
No,
you can
I'm not.
Clarify that.
No, I'm not. I don't have any answers for you, Otto.
Yeah, well, and so anyways...
It's a marketing thing. It's a kinder, gentler Klan.
I just have one thing to say to
Hey, Rob, guess while you were gone, guess what? Jim said something almost witty.
What?
He described...
Write it down! Write it down!
He described the new Klan as a kinder, gentler Klan.
Klan light!
Yeah. Anything else, Otto? We gotta move on.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. 749-1444.
Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show kind of got off the subject.
That's
just
fine.
A wee bit.
That's fine.
Don't we always? We're within the time limit. WAIF Cincinnati. We can do it now. What'd you think of that, Mike? You've been kind of silent there. You got to go clean up the hallway there.
Yeah, I got some mopping done.
What do you think about when people use the name of Jesus to be a racist? I mean, these are probably the same kind of people that actually... first or second caller, whatever he was, said, why do a lot of artists draw Jesus as a white guy, like he came from Iowa or something, when there's no way that he comes from Iowa or London or anywhere? He obviously came from the Middle East, and he should look like a Middle Easterner. These are the same kind of people who look at the picture of Jesus drawn as a UCLA freshman and actually think he looks like that.
Well, the artists are going to depict their subject in a manner, you know, either... to look like themselves or to look like the way that their audience would most prefer. So you have to keep that in mind. And remember, he was a Jew after all, if you know anybody has a problem with that. And he was Middle Eastern. I mean, he's not Caucasian.
So there's, I mean, a lot of these white supremacists probably wouldn't let their daughter marry Jesus.
No.
A Jewish carpenter.
With long hair.
And sandals. And wore a robe and all that stuff, man.
Yeah, he didn't
kind of
pants.
A burnout then, huh?
Is that squeaking real bad?
Yeah.
Does that this sound terrible?
Squeaking real bad. 749-1444 is the phone number here.
At the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got an hour and 4 minutes left. You can jump in on this.
Where did I go? Where is this? Did we cover all this?
Okay, we covered who he is.
Rob, you sound like an interviewer when you do that.
Yeah, I know.
What's all this stuff?
Jesus is ju-ju-ju-ju-ju.
Yeah, well, we can cover all that. G-G-G-G. I was scratching there. Ju-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju. Is that what you were saying? I was saying.
I'm not really sure.
I was just making some kind of weird noise, man.
We're reaching that late portion of the program where almost anything goes.
So if you want to jump in on this and contribute absolutely anything at all, we'll be more than happy to take your call and tell you exactly what we think. I think with the whole cross on Fountain Square, why didn't we just ignore it? I mean, it's kind of like, it's just the opposite of Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
If you ignore it, they will go away. What do you think about that, Mike?
That sounds like a good policy to me.
I mean, the Klan is looking to get on the 8 o'clock news, or 5 o'clock, or whenever your news is. The 6 o'clock news with Norma and Jerry at 5, 5:30, and 6, and 11 with Kit Andrews.
Maybe even on Koppel.
And we let them do it. We let them get on. And once again, Cincinnati's brought to national limelight, and it's for something totally asinine. And we've got, wake up, Scott, Budai, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Scott, before you ask, the reason why I'm up so late, I've been wrapping presents.
Okay. You got one for Scott?
No, I just wanted to say one thing.
I want to know what Scott's getting for Christmas.
Scott's not getting nothing for me.
Good for him. Well, so what's on your mind tonight? He's a bum, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Okay.
You know
how you piss a Roy Rogers worker off?
Huh?
You know how you piss a Roy Rogers worker off?
How?
You ask for Arby sauce.
That don't piss me off. Oh. I just laugh at him.
Okay, enough of the inside track. What's on your mind?
I just have one thing to say. If the Ku Klux Klan wants to calm down everything in public, then how come they put up the stupid cross wherever it was they put it up?
Well, the cross supposedly symbolizes Jesus' crucifixion.
It was a place called Fountain Square,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and supposedly they hung a sign on it that said John 3:16, which is a Bible verse, and all that says is that the for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
The stupid freak they called up there and said that if the kinder, gentler Ku Klux Klan were supposed to believe that, since, you know, after all these years they've been, you know, killing people and burning crosses and all this other kind of stuff, what are they going to start doing now?
Yeah, but so did the Pinkertons.
Excuse me?
So did the Pinkertons.
Okay.
Go to sleep.
No, he just didn't make any sense because he's calling up and saying it's going to be kinder, gentler Ku Klux Klan. And I did a paper on the Ku Klux Klan when I was in eighth grade, and they were not a kinder, gentler.
That makes you an expert, doesn't it? That makes you an expert. Well, you know, Mike the janitor, the reason he knows so much about Jesus and all this stuff is he wrote a paper when he was a freshman in high school. Isn't that so, Mike?
Yeah, it was right before I dropped out.
Uh-huh. To go to janitorial school.
You have to go to janitorial school just to learn how to push them off.
Uh-huh.
Budai, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Manners, technique.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and a pair of panties.
A what?
A t-shirt and a pair of panties.
That's it?
That's it. That's
mercy.
All
right, Budai, anything else?
Why did you ask her what she was wearing?
I was told to.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott's a bum, isn't he?
Yep. You know, he told me he was going to come pick me up at 10 o'clock tonight and take me to Vegas and marry me.
10 o'clock, Vegas. You're there, baby.
No, he wasn't here.
He'll be there tonight.
Where, at the Chapel of Love?
I don't know.
Have an Elvis impersonator do the ceremony the whole nine yards.
He's putting his coat on right now, walking out the door.
That's okay. He
clocked himself in the head, something like, where was my head? He said something like that.
Well, he doesn't know where I live, so I'm safe.
Good for you.
Okay, Budai, take it easy.
You too.
Later. So I guess we're going to talk about the Ku Klux Klan. What is it? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and we're talking about a hate group. Isn't that just sad?
It sure is.
That's just sad.
Careful with that.
I don't know. Well, you do it all the time, even when you don't need to. You'll just get nervous and start squeaking the damn thing up and down. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Wild Man.
We got Wild Man Walker. Go ahead, Wild Man. You're on the air.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I heard this topic and about choked on my gun, Jer.
I know where you're coming from, man.
I had to pull over and take a breather on that.
When you're catching a tasty buzz and someone starts taking the talking hate, it just doesn't sit well.
That's right. I tell you, you put that KKK boy in a room with a couple black boys to keep that card in his wallet. I promise you that.
He probably would.
Comes down to Norwood, he'll get a little white boy ass kicking, no problem.
You Norwood guys are forward-thinking
people. I don't agree
with
that. That cross?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Don't agree with what?
The negative shit they've been pumping in everybody across the whole world. We've forced that stuff on black people for hundreds of years now.
But doesn't the whole thing come down to, no matter how wrong or misguided, they still can say whatever they want to say?
Yeah, but that's why they're so negative against all of us in general.
What should the Cincinnati City Council do? Just ban all monuments and markers on Fountain Square?
Make it an equal religion for all.
Well, I mean, I think later today someone's going to put up a nativity scene. So there's going to be a menorah, a nativity scene, and a cross on Fountain Square. Where are the pigeons going to hang out?
Hey.
Where are all the freaks playing guitars and juggling going to hang out?
That's right. Where's the black man with the guitar and his buddy with the tambourine going to hang out, you know? Not next to the KKK cross.
What about the Stonehenge one?
Why aren't none of them guys down there standing around, you know? You don't see any of them guys down there standing by their cross.
Now, the KKK's putting a cross up, right? But there's a lot of other organizations that use a cross besides the KKK.
Yeah, but like the KKK churches was the main thing for the cross, and you don't see none of them guys down there.
What guys? The KKK guys?
Yeah, you know why. Because they get either beat or ran off, one or the other.
Here's hoping. But you know,
with their overgrown beanies and stuff.
And do they still wear them?
That's the trademark of the Klan. They're afraid to show their face. None of them guys would go out in public and say that. A big guy would call the radio and tell you, but he won't tell you in public. Especially around a couple black men.
Doesn't want to get beat up.
That should be banished.
He might be dumb, but he ain't stupid, huh?
I'm telling you, man. Probably ugly, too. Wearing a wig, a mask, you know? I think them guys should be all just put over here in Coryville one night and just glue that wig on their head and make them walk Vine Street for a couple hours.
There you go.
You know, I think that's what the punishment should be for that.
You're a man with a plan.
Get one of them boys and tie a belt around their neck with their little overgrown beanie on. Just send them down Coryville. Guarantee you they'll forget about that KKK crap, you know?
Probably, man. So get your ass kicked.
Believes in that, right?
Now, wait. All of a sudden now, we're talking about doing to them what they've been doing for years.
Yeah, but
eye for an eye? Is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about
to them.
Grow never, up a little bit?
Nothing happens to them because we outnumber blacks. Just like he said, we'll be the minority. He's ignorant. He's ignorant. There's no minority, I don't think, you know? Go to Japan, you're a minority. Shit, go to Norwood, you're a minority if you're black, you know?
Don't if matter. You've read a book, you're a minority in Norwood.
Yeah, it's even.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I seen one of them KKK papers over there not too long ago in Norwood. Threw it in the garbage. I think it's garbage.
Good for you, man.
Never let my daughter read that kind of crap.
Don't let her. Or let her read it. And if she's been properly raised and can make an intelligent, informed decision on her own, she'll read that KKK paper and she'll know that This stuff is not for me. It's wrong. It's garbage. She'll throw it away.
And I honestly say that I'd let her marry a black man. That was her choice. He was a decent man. Wouldn't stop her. Mexican, Asian.
Especially if he played for the Reds.
You know, don't matter.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, take it easy, man.
That's it.
Hey, later.
Later.
Man, that guy smokes dope and he's got a daughter.
Wild baby.
Man.
Wild man and a wild baby.
Oh, that was wild. Yeah, that was. We haven't heard from Wild Man.
Oh, it was Wild
Norwood
Man.
Wild Man.
Wild Man from Norwood.
Putting out the Wall Street Journal or whatever. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it was Wild
Deliverin'.
We called his wife out one day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, who's this? Hey.
Man, that was totally fly.
It's right on, G.
That's okay.
6 minutes after. Yeah, G, O, G. 6 minutes after 4 o'clock.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Brian. Show.
We got Brian. Go ahead, Brian. You're on.
Yeah, I was just wanting to talk about the way you guys are putting down the KKK. I mean, look at all the black minority groups are going around now. I mean...
Like who? Name a few.
What are they called? The Crips and the...
Oh, street gangs?
We're talking about street gangs here.
Yeah.
The KKK are street gangs too.
You got the Jets, you got the Sharks. You got the Crips and the Bloods.
Now, dude, we're not going to hang up on you or anything. Are we supposed to take you seriously?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to make a point where they're running around with guns and stuff, and they're trying to prove their points.
No, they're trying to rip people off. And they're trying to sell some drugs.
Now listen, man, hoodlums, a hoodlum. It doesn't matter what color their skin is. We have no sympathy for a hoodlum. If the
Crips and the Bloods aren't trying to hang up a cross on Fountain Square.
If you go around and shoot somebody, you should go to jail, or you should be, you know, you should get what you put out.
Yeah, just like in the riots of L.A., they're over there trying to start riots again because the people who pulled that trucker out and beat him, they're wanting to start another riot over that. What's up with that?
Well, I think by now a lot of, you know, most people know that a lot of those rioting were simply hooligans looking for an easy trip to the Thriftway.
Yeah, but they're trying to get freed when the KKK ain't even done nothing, and they're just wanting to prove their point, you know, that they're trying to put Christ back into Christmas.
I mean, okay, putting Christ back into Christmas is one thing. Just like, you know, the overly PC people who say everything that white Europeans, males, ever did was wrong. Those people are out in left field. Just like the people who are scared to death because, the blacks have joined together for the NAACP.
Yeah.
You gotta ride down that broad middle ground.
Yeah, but it's just like on TV nowadays.
What, just because the Fresh Prince has his own TV show and he can't act his way out of a paper sack, that doesn't mean the blacks are taking over the world? I mean, Roseanne's still the number one show.
You're still there, guy. Brian.
Brian bailed. Brian bailed.
If you bail, you automatically lose the argument, no matter if you were right or wrong.
Is that it?
Them's the rules.
We won?
Say the phone number.
Excellent, dude. We won.
Right on.
749-1444.
Call us right now.
We still got Mike the janitor.